Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Namaste, everyone. Welcome to Nature of Reality Radio on a special September 6, 2016 edition. This is your host, Andrew Fisher. Normally, the show broadcasts Wednesdays from the suburbs of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Today, on this Tuesday show, we will be going from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and I'll be having a return guest, not something I have very often, but he contacted me to come on the show, and I'm always willing to let guests who contact me to come on my show again to talk about whatever they want to talk about come on again. So John Nicholson will be making a return to Nature of Reality Radio for updates and, more importantly, solutions, which is something he and his friends and colleagues at the Citizens Committee for a Restructured Government are very big on, solutions. And John Nicholson, I believe this is you in the queue here. Area code is 631. I am not going to be doing the news today. So, lucky you, I get you right on the air right now. John Nicholson, is this you? How you doing?
Yes, sir. Doing well. How are you, Andrew?
Great. You beat me to it. I actually just signed into this show only 2 minutes ago. Had to rush from work to make sure I got here on time. So I know you're always up to it, always ready to be there. And you even told me that when I spoke to you on the phone a few days ago. You said, call me 24/7. A lot of people would be very pissed off if you woke up at 4 a.m. or something like that, but not you. So you're obviously very committed, very hardworking, oriented. So I guess before I start getting into specific questions, you did say that you've come prepared and you want to talk about solutions. So I'm going to give you the floor first and foremost to talk about things, give us an update on everything, and maybe some things, if there weren't things that you touched on in our last show a couple years ago that you want to talk about on the show today, by all means do that. You got the floor. And then after you're done, I'll start asking the questions.
Thank you, Andrew. Basically, all of us, regardless of our religious beliefs and other beliefs, we all need air, food, water, immune systems. Humanity makes approximately 14 trillion tons of garbage every year. So it's air, food, water, immune systems, waste management. These are things that need to be taken into consideration to avoid a suicide trip of society, which is what we're on right now. You can't just keep taking and destroying nature and the ecosystem without something very seriously taking place in retaliation from nature. So basically, we would like to present some of the solutions that we have. A lot of the environmental systems, there's a law, IR-2029, which we're trying to get passed to stop chemtrail spraying. Now, when you're spraying chemtrails, which are aluminum, barium, strontium, and other highly toxic elements, how is that going to be good for our environment? How is that going to be good for our health? The bee populations are down. We need bees for a large percentage of our food supply. And we are working with certain bioremediation companies, which have tested their enzyme with hives. And one hive is split to 9 hives. When the BP oil spill happened, there were certain enzymes being placed into the Gulf because the core exit that they used was killing people. It's highly toxic. Exxon used it for the Valdez and other things as well. So what we use are environmentally conducive technologies, bringing back our nature, our ecosystem, our bee populations, cleaning up the mess in a non-toxic format with oil spills, reducing radiation. We have a major problem, 12 tons of plutonium went into the environment after Fukushima. Nobody's really talking about that. So basically, purification of our air, our food, our water, helping our immune systems by having real health care, not disease management, and a more aggressive waste management system to limit the 14 trillion tons that are induced upon our society annually.
Thank you very much, John. And I've come prepared with a whole slew of questions for all sorts of different topics. So I guess we'll jump around here and there. But one thing specifically that people want to try to find solutions for, and there seems to be a bit of a debate on this, the whole illegal immigration issue. Now, there's a conflict in rights in regards to this issue. Now, generally, it has been said that immigration, international immigration specifically, is a privilege. It's not a right. And the reason it's a privilege is because the people of a nation have the right to ask their government to secure the border and do a vetting process on anyone or anything that attempts to cross that border. However, there are those out there who would assert that forcing immigrants to have to go through a vetting process to cross the international borders runs in direct conflict with their right to travel, right to liberty, right to locomotion. And one could make the argument that if we Americans here in the several states, or for that matter, people in Canada, China, or Australia, and the provinces of those nations can travel through the provinces of the borders of the provinces of those countries without getting any sort of government permission, as they can, as they are allowed to, but people can't do that at the international level, people will say, well, why can't we just have the same thing happen at the international level? Now, it goes without saying, there is, of course, this Cloward and Piven conspiracy of sorts to bring illegal immigrants into a country in order to destabilize the country, take our jobs, screw us over, and all the rest of it. And we all know what's going on in Europe with all the refugees and Muslims going there in regards to all the rapes and all the terrible things that's going on. And I was at a recent conference in Mount Shasta, and I noticed on Rob Potter, the head of the conference, on some sign he put up at the conference, he said, in the coming years, you will see all these things to help humanity. Well, all these things are not in humanity's best interest to go away. Humanity will be helped in many ways. And the last thing on the list of the long list of things that he said will go away will be borders. Now, some might see that and think, whoa, are you suicidal? I mean, even the founding fathers like Thomas Jefferson said a nation without borders is a nation without sovereignty. But like I said, there are those that say sealed borders violates the right to travel. But then again, of course, to let illegal immigrants into a country is suicidal. That's particularly true of like the difference between the American and Canadian border is a lot different than the difference between the American-Mexican border. The latter is a lot more hazardous and dangerous than the former. No offense to Mexicans or anything. That's just the reality of the matter. So in regards to handling the whole illegal immigration issue, how do you see this, and how do you feel about solutions to this issue?
It's a very important issue, and there are many distractions, such as this issue, to deter from what's really happening in our nation. If you give people a higher quality of life where they live, they're not going to emigrate. They're not going to want to leave. If they're having a good or decent quality of life, why are they leaving? Also, let's go back to 96. Ross Perot wanted to stop NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. You cannot have countries that have 2 cents an hour labor rates against the United States, because we will become economically destroyed. So all this BS about, you know, borders and illegals and this and that, the bottom line is we have to keep everybody out for now. We need to close the borders for now and fix inside first. We have over 100,000 missing children. Just so your audience knows who's speaking, my name is John Nicholson, president of the Citizens Committee for Restructured Government. We are the type of organizations that the establishment wants us to disappear, because we empower people like you. We know what's happening in the world, and until we solve the main issue, all these other issues are just distractions. ISIS is part of the Israeli secret intelligence situation. They get help from Israel. Zionists are running our nation. The Chinese and Russian mob are running our nation. So what do we do about the border issue? We close everything for now and start throwing people out of Washington, CIA, NSA. And that's the one thing my organization offers that nobody else does, that does a lot of exposing and talking, is that we need to have a civilian military as mandated in the Constitution, as well as the Church Militant, which predates the Constitution. And when these entities are guilty of treason, ritual murder of children, destruction of our environment, putting us at war with people that we really normally wouldn't even be at war with. Out of 229 years, the U.S. has been around, 222, we've been at war. So there's a war machine, demonic, highly destructive entity in government that is keeping us all at war with each other to avoid the, including a legal immigration issue, to keep us from focusing on getting rid of them. So once we get rid of the problem, people are going to want to stay home. They're going to want to stay in their home countries, because we can help increase the quality of lives of their lives in the country. We can create millions of jobs in planetary healing sciences, social healing sciences, ocean healing sciences. We don't need to deal with the crap that we've been dealt now, thinking that, okay, well, the only solution is war and killing each other and things like that, because that is an insane society. So the illegal immigration issue is a huge distraction. Ross Perot wanted to stop it in 96 because they were going to be bringing people into this country to ritually murder children, like my colleague exposed, John DeCamp, former Brussels State Senator John DeCamp. Look him up when you guys get a chance. His colleague and our team member was William Colby, Director of Central Intelligence, former Director, FBI Section Director Ted Gunderson. We're not talking some basic people here. We're talking serious intelligence networks that are designed to wake people up, unite people, and until we dethrone the entities that are raping and destroying our world, nothing will change.
Well said, John. In regards to entities destroying our world, there is one specific entity that many would assert, I've heard some people say, like George Kavassalis, for example, and even Andrew Bartsis, that this is the most important barrier and the biggest barrier that stands in the way of humanity attaining true freedom in many regards, and that is the issue of artificial intelligence. I've had two previous guests on my show, Christine Anderson and Claudia Ayaz, who in great detail talked about the science behind artificial intelligence and black goo and that kind of stuff. And you could think of like the black goo in the Spider-Man universe that transformed Peter Parker into his like an alter ego form and turned Eddie Brock into Venom. That's like a truth under the guise of fiction in regards to the black goo. And we did talk about other forms of artificial intelligence. And Andrew Bartsis, he did try to come up with a solution to this. He created some sort of a soul contract revocation that I did actually get his whole contract revocation on video, and I do plan on writing it out, but it's like a long video, like 10-15 minutes long. It's going to take me a while to do it, but someday I'll find a way to do it and get it out there word for people to recite, and hopefully that could be a good solution to getting rid of the artificial intelligence info. But there's many different types of AI that people refer to, not just like the Terminator movie kind or the black movie kind, which are, like I said, are both truth under the guise of fiction, Terminator, Spider-Man and all, but different kinds of artificial intelligence. And like I said, the key thing about it is that many would assert, specifically those in the metaphysics and spirituality communities, that this is the biggest obstacle that stands in the way of humanity's ascension. So the artificial intelligence issue, what kind of ideas and solutions do you have to deal with that?
I also have, if you ask anybody from the Montauk Project, we dealt with time manipulation technologies, mind control, transdimensional physics. So whatever anybody's going to bring to the table scientifically, I would like to be very clear and explain that that is really not the solution. Bringing people of science is really not the solution. What we have to look at is the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Who's running this world? What's running this world is a Luciferian matrix consciousness. This matrix consciousness has taken an attack upon Christianity. Why did they do that? Because Christianity clearly defines what is good, what is evil. Before Christianity, the world was all witchcraft and killing and burning and pyramids and virgins and babies getting killed on pyramids. That's what existed before Christianity for thousands and thousands of years. Christianity is only a couple thousand years old. So basically, I was recruited out of the Greek Orthodox Church. A former special agent, U.S. Treasury brother, was from the original band Foreigner. Interestingly enough, he was the original bass player from Foreigner. His name was Edward, and his brother John, who was former U.S. Treasury agent, saw me on a TV show, recruited me to leave the Greek Orthodox Church, rebuild the church military within the Catholic traditional Latin Mass Church, and take back our nation through various methods, not only in government, but also in media, technology, and things of that nature. So when people say Catholic, there's two kinds of Catholic. You have Vatican I Catholic, which were the hard rockers, which were the guys like Cortez who went to Mexico in the 1500s and saw Montezuma and stopped all the baby killing and raping down there. And that's why there's so much Catholicism in the Latin American countries, because they were the ones that fought against the Satanism that runs our world today. And for thousands of years before Christianity, and the only sanity we had and moral foundation where we stopped killing babies and having 10 wives and things like that is when Christ came to introduce a civilized mindset. That's all he did, is introduce a civilized mindset. He performed miracles because people are very dense. They're not just going to believe basic truths and things like that. But what did they do? They killed him, and then shooting to 1963, the Masons who run the world for the Luciferian consciousness, Freemasons, Illuminati, whatever name you want to give them, Bilderbergs, they're all under Masonry and Freemasonry. They're the ones who run everything for the Luciferian consciousness. They killed Kennedy in 63. who was also Catholic, who had fired Alan Dulles, who was head of the Central Intelligence Agency. That's not the Old Boys Network. That is the Old Boys, the epitome Old Boys Network. And they run everything, oil, drugs, satellites, everything. They provide intelligence for all Masonic networks. So basically they killed Kennedy in 63, who was going after the Masons. He fired Alan Dulles. He was going after the guys in the Federal Reserve. They killed him, 41 witnesses that had contrary testimony to the Warren Commission report. Then they put these pedophilic Zionist Mason priests in the Vatican and who would be possessed to molest children, and then use the media, which they control, to go, oh, look what the Catholic Church is doing to little children. Meanwhile, you don't hear of the work of my colleagues, John DeCamp and the Franklin cover-up, and the hundreds of thousands of children that are killed and ritually murdered, like JonBenet Ramsey, the little girl that was killed in Colorado December 25th, 1996. Nine detectives resigned off the case. Nobody went to jail. Why? Because this happens every day. And McDonald's has tested positive for human meat, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you all go online and research McDonald's testing positive for human meat. And what these Satanists do, since everyone has been brainwashed so much against Catholicism and Christianity, what these Satanists do is they run everything in our government, military, oil, drugs, and their religion is the murder and rape of children like JonBenet and hundreds of thousands of other children. So the only thing standing in their way are the Catholics, the Christians. And that's why they went after us. That's why they took over the Vatican. So let me be very clear that that's why you hear about all this Catholic stuff, but you never hear about John DeCamp, and you never really hear about the missing kids and what's happening in the satanic cults and who killed JonBenet and where's the DNA evidence on that, because they want to cover their asses. They want to get the world to hate Christianity because they know the more people are against Christianity, their default programs are to go back to the Luciferian conscious and try to find some talking monkey to go on a show and save the world and all this horse crap. It doesn't work like that. You have to call upon the highest loving God power to unite all races, creeds, colors, and have a military to dethrone these satanic entities that are raping and killing our world. That is the solution to get us out of this mess.
You know, that reminds me of something that I saw when I was on the road today in my car. A car in front of me, I saw on the bumper, they had a lot of bumper stickers, but one of the bumper stickers was that famous coexist bumper sticker, which shows the logos of all the major religions in the word coexist, like basically saying try to get along with each other. However, the issue with that is, like, right now many people are aware that astrologically speaking, we're in Pluto and Capricorn until 2023, and that, as the story goes, is supposed to signal the destruction of everything that does not stand in humanity's best interests. And by the year 2024, then we should be seeing so many things that do not stand in humanity's best interests to be gone. Now, one of the more inauspicious things about this is that some have asserted, like, maybe after the year 2020 or 2021, around that time frame, you would start seeing the abolishment of religions. Now, before any people that follow religion get all freaked out, I want to make it clear that the whole idea behind this, why some people would say that, is, well, as the theory goes, religions, they brainwash you, they suppress your consciousness and all that. They have many connections to the powers that be. And so having a religion will take you away from realizing your true infinite self. However, I think that the whole coexist thing that was illustrated by that bumper sticker that I saw, that I would think would be a much, much better way of dealing with religious conflicts than abolishing religion entirely by the time Pluto and Capricorn is officially over in late 2023. So this solution of religious conflict and the debate as to whether it would be better to get rid of all religions entirely and have everyone follow some sort of a metaphysical belief, as many like New Age gurus would assert, not that New Age shouldn't be thought of as a religion, because in many ways it is, and or would it be better to just coexist, as that bumper sticker goes? What kind of solution, John, do you see in regards to this issue?
That's a great question. I suggest that everybody go to my website, ccrg.info, charlieromeogolf.india, November, Foxtrot Omega. Read the mission statement. and see the solutions in the mathematics. Again, our goal is to unite people to neutralize the criminally insane that are raping and killing our world and implement the beneficial philosophies, technologies, economics, and waste management systems to ensure our survivability and prosperity as a race. Now, if you could find any person that has a better plan than the mission statement that's on our website, I will drop my religion and I will join whatever they are or believe. And you will find that there are very few people, if any, that really identify who the enemy is. And Christianity identifies the enemy. We know who he is. We call him by name, Satan and Freemasonry. All of our government officials are all Freemasons, verified by my colleague, former Nebraska State Senator John DeCamp, Franklin Coverup, look it up. William Colby, look it up. Ted Gunderson, Franklin Coverup. We are not blowing stuff out of our orifices here, okay? We know who the enemy is. We need to team up. And you could be whatever religion you want. I really don't give a crap. I want to be part of a religion that has a solution like what you're going to read on that mission statement on our website, because that is the solution to unite 7 billion people on this planet, neutralize the Council of 300 Satanists that are running everything for Lucifer, and once they're neutralized, we can begin to implement philosophies and technologies to help us balance on this earth. No more war, no more cancer, no more evil, no more violence. This is what happens when you neutralize Freemasonry. All of a sudden, it becomes very clear. We don't need gasoline cars. We can have cars running on hydrogen or some other Tesla-free energy device. We have every single thing has already been invented. We don't need to go out into space. We don't have to do any of these satanic programs that are worthless and have hidden agendas behind them. We have the solution to fix everything right now, 2016, on this planet to fix everything. But nothing will get done until we team up and neutralize the entities, which we have a right under our Constitution and church militant law, which predates that, to unite and throw these entities out. That's what we're talking about here at CCRG. I want everybody to read that mission statement. If anybody's got a better plan, and the mathematics, not my religion, the mathematics for 7 billion people, plants, animals, oceans, to live in balance, that's what we need to see. Not this horse crap that we keep hearing about this micromanagement problem and terrorism, which, by the way, is being caused by our own governments and the Mossad and MI6 of England. So you neutralize these entities, guess what? There's no more war. There's no more terrorism. We can start to see the technologies that we can vote on to implement like a democracy. And I'm also Capricorn, by the way, and 100% Greek. We can vote on the technologies to purify and heal our world and build a huge economy based on healing the earth and not destroy it, technologies that have been suppressed for years. So that's what we're about. So you can be whatever religion you want. I don't care. As a matter of fact, I would love to have a forum with Muslims, Christians, Jews, bring everybody to the table. And by the time CCRG is done bringing their solutions for 7 billion people, it's going to be very clear who's hearing from the right place to get our planet back on track again.
Yeah, so just an interesting side note I want to point out. Margot, one of my previous guests, I listened to one of her radio interviews. All of you Christians out there, you should be very happy. Don't change your beliefs. Don't think you need to change your beliefs because you're not going to ascend or something because you're a Christian. She actually said, just thought I'd point this out, that Christians, if you're living a good, solid life, you will undergo spiritual enlightenment just like all the other people in the metaphysics and spirituality community. It's just about leading a high quality of life, and if you do that regardless of your faith, you will be handsomely rewarded. But moving on to another subject here, one solution that I don't know what we're going to get solutions to this, how we're going to approach it or how to deal with it, because so many people seem to have an apathetic attitude towards the NSA surveillance issue. Now, ever since Edward Snowden came out with his revelations, which, by the way, he just exposed everything that was already known. It's just thanks to him and his friends at The Guardian, Glenn Greenwald and all, it became more well known. But many people seem to take an attitude of, well, I'm not going to care about the NSA surveillance system. I figure there's nothing I can do about it. And the whole nothing to hide, I got nothing to worry about thing. But of course, people realize it's about suppression, control, blackmail, and all that. So you should, even if you don't have anything to hide, you should care for the simple fact that it's going to be used for malevolent purposes and try to blackmail everybody who's standing in the way of the system. And the thing is, though, the government now, thanks to Edward Snowden exposing it, they're basically saying, well, we are spying on you. Get used to it. We're not gonna stop. And the whole apathy issue seems to be the biggest problem here. So do you have any idea as to how we could someday get rid of not just the NSA, but the GCHQ and all the other countries? Maybe to some degree, every country has its own version of the NSA surveillance system. It's just the extent to which they're spying on each other is not as as intense as the NSA or GCHQ is. So any idea on any solutions to get rid of this panopticon of spying so the powers that be will not be able to blackmail and stop anybody who tries to put a stop to the evil agenda of those controlling the NSA surveillance system?
Every intelligence community, including several you haven't mentioned, like ARPA, that gave us the internet, DARPA, which provides many weapons almost beyond human comprehension, and several other military applications. You have to neutralize all forms of Satanism and Freemasonry. When you are not Christian, you start to put a lot of labels on things, and in the labels you can get confused, and then you can go try to neutralize problem A, but if you don't neutralize problem B, you don't neutralize the problem. In Christianity, you have the synagogue of Satan, which means Freemasonry, Satanism, occultic sciences, and you have the loving Christian mindset of let's get these Satanists under control, basically, because right now they're out of control and they're running everything, and what's even worse is they're putting us at war with each other. And there's a mindset that I want all your listeners to thoroughly understand, and it will give you lots of clarity when you do. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So now if you don't know that Freemasons are behind, you know, all these technologies and chemical, nuclear, and biological weapons to kill everybody 1,000 times and 1 million missing children killed in satanic black mass rituals like JonBenet and a couple of zillion others. Okay, if you don't define who the enemy is, then you don't know who you're fighting. And that's why you believe, or not necessarily you, you're very aware, but the average person will believe whatever they're told. These entities control your mind. They tell you who to like. They tell you who to hate. They tell you Osama bin Laden did 9/11, and you're going to believe it, even though there's 10,000 other pieces of information that contradicts that whole insanity. So you have to be careful and realize there's an assault upon your mind. You need to take control of your mind. You need to get your logic circuit working again. What's more important, oxygen or money? Let me think about that. You know how many people actually need time to think about it? Guess what? You have no money without oxygen. How does the planet make oxygen? A lot of people don't know that. How does an iPod work? Everybody knows that. So this is the insanity that these entities do. They make us screw up our priorities. And let's go back to the enemy of my enemy is my friend. All you got to do is, who runs major business in this world? Freemasonry. Who runs most computer companies? Freemasonry. Who runs the military? Freemasonry. And by the way, now this church is set in all branches of the military, so people can worship Satan openly in all branches of the military. So remember that, okay? Church of Set. It has now been made available to all people of the military in the military. So now you have all these satanic masons killing and raping and destroying, and they're behind all evil in our world. Artificial intelligence, they want to pull the Christian intelligence out and infuse this artificial intelligence software, which is of Luciferian origin. And now between the enemy of my enemy is my friend and the mission statement on our website, you're going to begin to get some of your free will back, especially if you want to enforce what's in those documents and beliefs. And if anybody would like to challenge them, please, Madison Square Garden, anytime you want, because you can't argue with air, food, water, immune system, waste management. These are things that we need to get off this suicide trip that these satanic masons have us on. So getting back to the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Yes, the intelligence communities are a huge threat, and who runs them? Satanists and Freemasonry. When the NSA builds a new satellite or some type of brain monitoring or thought monitoring device, they go right to the Luciferian consciousness for that. Okay, and unless you go to a higher consciousness, you're going to lose that battle. That's why we're losing now. When our country was more Christian in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, even into the 80s, we didn't have the mess we have right now. So what do you have right now? Scandals in the Catholic Church, people hating Christianity, going to scientists who don't have anywhere near the solutions that we have, and I challenge anybody out there to prove me wrong, ccrg.info, they're all talking crap because they're all channeling for the Luciferian consciousness, which will never give them the solutions to unite the world, regardless of race, creed, color, religion, and go after these lowlifes that are raping and destroying everything. Once we get rid of them, out of CIA, NSA, DOD, White House, White House Security Council, Mossad, MI6, there's 7 billion of us. There's only a couple of hundred of them. How are a couple of hundred minions controlling billions of us, and we're going after each other and fighting each other? They're using these artificial intelligence mind control technologies. So we must unite and neutralize artificial intelligence because it's part of the Luciferian intelligence.
Thank you, John. And moving on to Freemasonry, this whole idea that Freemasons are downright evil is, well, it's not all Freemasons' fault in a sense that a lot of it has to do with infiltration. I'm sure you've heard about the whole thing about Adam Weishaupt and the Bavarian Illuminati and George Washington writing a note to his fellow Freemasons saying, "I'm deeply concerned that the Bavarian Illuminati has infiltrated the Freemasons, and I see sort of a dark future for this." And then it was after that infiltration that Freemasonry took a turn for the worse. And I did have 32nd degree Freemason Donnie Gilson on my show. He frequently gets interviewed with by Alfred Weber of Exopolitics TV. And he made it very clear that the connection between the idea that Freemasons are an Illuminati organization is bullshit. It's what's really happening is they have been infiltrated by malevolent Illuminati organizations, the Freemasons have, and that's what caused things to take a turn for the worse. He asserts that everybody in his lodge goes through great effort to make sure that there is no Illuminati influence in the lodge, and if there's anybody who has been found to be working for the Illuminati, they'd be sure to kick them out. Not only that, I do remember Alfred Weber, getting back to him for a moment, in an interview he did not that long ago, he talked about how he seemed to notice Donald Trump's daughter during some talks flashing like compass symbols and other Freemasonic symbols to suggest that maybe Donald Trump is connected in some way to the Freemasons. Now, everybody that knows what's going on would assert that Trump, he's actually, if he becomes president, he's going to do a lot of good for us, and he puts himself at risk of suffering the same fate that JFK did. But if he does have connections to the Freemasons, this makes you wonder, are the Freemasons waking up to the fact that they have been infiltrated by malevolent Illuminati groups, and they're going to try to do whatever they can to remove that infiltration, to fight for good and benevolence on Earth? And Donald Trump, in some sense, may be their front man to that. Now, Alfred Weber was only speculating about this. He didn't know for sure if what Trump's daughter was doing was Masonic in nature, but it does make you ask a lot of questions about this. So this idea that the Freemasons are waking up, will try to fight for good, you shouldn't look at them as bad people because they really do want to stand for good. It's not their fault. They've been infiltrated, and maybe Donald Trump's connections to them. Anything you guys say about that?
Yes, actually, I'd like to let people know that there are actually several levels of Freemasonry. The lower level Freemasons donate $2 million a day to cancer research. The higher level Freemasons give us cancer. So it's a double situation where the lower level Masons believe that they're philanthropic and they're actually helping society, and they have the Shriners hospitals. But then as you go up higher, and remember, one of my colleagues on the investigative team was former director of Central Intelligence, William Colby. You're not going to get any more higher Mason than that, okay? When you work with agency people, you know, NSA is nice, but they don't really get their hands dirty as much as CIA does. CIA is out in the fields. They're doing the dirty work. They're hiring the hit squads. They're bringing the drugs into this country. They're the ones implementing all the cell phone mind control and death weapon technology, because a lot of cell phone towers now have been weaponized, okay? And that's CIA and Chinese intelligence and Mossad also, you know, working to implement that. They can actually flip a switch and just vaporize your brain from a cell phone tower, you know, 15, 20 miles away now. And the fact that this is happening right under our noses is really upsetting me. And another reason why, again, we need that civilian military and an oversight situation. But yes, the Freemasons, And be careful, because you have the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the Bilderbergs, the Council of this, the Council of that. If you bring everything to true polarity, like when you look at a battery doesn't have 17 different titles. It has a positive and it has a negative, okay? Now, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Open up the satanic secret Freemasonic books, and it says that it is their duty to hasten the destruction of the Roman Catholic Church in order to further their Luciferian agenda. They must bring up the church in scandal, neutralize them through some type of humiliation, and the people will very easily go right back to the sexualization of our children and different drugs which are brought in by our government. Some of them are psychotropic. The legal pharmaceuticals is another horror show that's happening in our nation. So I hear what you're saying, and there are definitely two levels of Freemasons, but again, it's just a front. The lower-level guys are a front and do philanthropic stuff for the evil that the higher-level guys do, but be careful when you look at things in terms other than positive and negative, because that's where the confusion lies. You're either trying to fix our planet or trying to hurt it. You can't be a little bit pregnant. You're either working with a government that is working for the people and is giving us free energy and natural cures for many diseases and giving us options, not just letting us think that we have their satanic option A, satanic option B, chemo, radiation. What if I don't want chemo and radiation? What if we're curing thousands of people with cannabis, which sends a self-termination program? When you drink raw cannabis juice, it sends a self-termination program to the tumor, and children and adults that were terminal are now, their tumors are shrinking and they're getting healthy by drinking cannabis. So why is it okay to have alcohol everywhere and cannabis, oh my God, that's illegal. Oh, don't do that. That's a gateway drug. You know why that's bullshit? Because alcohol and cigarettes are the gateway drug. Okay, and the people that were allowed to do cannabis, a lot of them wouldn't drink alcohol, like Willie Nelson, famous singer-songwriter, announced that he went on cannabis and he stopped drinking and smoking cigarettes. So there's a lot of good that comes out of it. You have food. It's a perfect food source, 7 times stronger than cotton. These are all things that the Freemasons don't want us to have. They don't want us to have these technologies. They're not going to let us have them. So we have to get aggressive and grow some intestinal fortitude and start joining organizations that are more militant, okay? That if we go into a public forum with whoever you want, we are going to win because we are bringing the solutions for our world. Everyone else is just talking and scaring and exposing, and this scientist talks about that, and this project person did this, and this one had an alien probe up their rectum. We know all this. We need to unite and neutralize all of these intelligent AI satanic entities that are raping and pillaging and killing our world. Once they're neutralized, you're going to be amazed at the beautiful technologies that will be implemented to bring peace and love to our world again. But it will only come after unification. And that's why when you try to unify outside of Christianity, you're pulling in 17 different directions. That's why they had to take down the Catholic Church, because we were 1 billion people. Okay? People ask me all the time, how do you know you have a good pope? You have a good pope when the pope goes out in front of St. Peter's Square and says, we're declaring war on Freemasonry. We're mobilizing 1 billion Catholics and Christians throughout the world to go on the offensive for their neutralization and then implement what is necessary to heal and bring love to our world. That's the Christian mindset. It's clearly defined what needs to be done, where we need to go, who's got to get thrown out, what free energy device needs to be implemented, what clean air technology or water purification technology in these villages where people are drinking feces. Where are these technologies? They're available. So Freemasonry spoon feeds us. You know, Hillary's going to win the election. When Hillary wins the election, the Trump supporters are going to flip out, and there might be martial law. There's a plan on CIA right now to have martial law in the National Guard and FEMA camps after Hillary wins the election this year, because the Trump supporters, who a lot of them are agency, okay, and again, nobody would be running for president that is really working for us. Robert Kennedy, he spoke about the thimerosal and the vaccinations, which are destroying children's minds and health. Why isn't he running? He is running. He's running under the Green Party. Anybody know that? Okay, we have other candidates. Ross Perot was going to run. The Secret Service went to his daughter's wedding and threatened him, we'll kill your family if you run. And that's why Ross Perot pulled out. He knew about NAFTA and all this other stuff that was happening. So we need to have a witness protection program, which is number one. Masons all know about us, and that's what's really sad, is all the Satanist Masons know about CCRG. One of them even made a donation to us and wanted to meet me to get more involved, and he disappeared for 6 months. You know, we received a text from him 6 months later. He had to leave the country. But what if we had our witness protection program in place at that time? So you need to get behind, everybody needs to get behind solution teams, not just people that are going to expose and talk. And again, if anybody's got a better plan, bring it to the table. But if you don't, you got to back somebody and you got to do something. You can't just sit around and wait for somebody else to make a move.
Damn straight. And you were talking about cannabis, alcohol, and which drugs are real problems and all that. That reminds me of something I noticed yesterday, and there's a petition on the White House website that I encourage people to sign. On September 30th, the government going to do another thing to show just how stupid and retarded they are in regards to the whole drug issue. They're going to make kratom a Schedule I substance. That's the plan. Kratom grows, it's a plant substance, grows in like Malaysia and Thailand. It does have slight addictive potential, but it's really, really good for suppressing opium addiction and getting heroin addicts off heroin and that kind of stuff. And I can't help but wonder if the government, the reason they want to try to criminalize kratom is because they want to keep making money off the opium trade. We all know they staged 9/11 to, among other things, cash in on Afghanistan's opium crop. And with kratom made a controlled substance, maybe they think it might, maybe it's to help them cash in more on the opium trade and have more opium addicts who won't be able to use kratom to get off opium addiction. I did post a link to the petition, the White House petition, on my Nature of Reality Radio Facebook page, and the petition is well on its way to getting enough signatures to get a White House response. But the problem is the whole drug issue. It's a paradigm issue where so many people, you can tell them all you want about how the criminalization of drugs is a lie, a scam, a fraud. They don't really care about keeping people safe from drugs. They just want to make money off of it, imprison people to increase the private prison profit-making business, and the government runs the drug trade. They ship it in. It's all a fraud, and this whole kratom thing is just the tip of the iceberg. But then again, there are a lot of addicts out there, and you want to try to help them nonetheless. So this whole issue of drugs and how to find a solution for it, what kind of solutions do you have for this issue?
Approximately 51% of our federal tax budget goes towards the military-industrial complex to kill each other and enslave other nations and bring in drugs. Like, you know, our government is guarding poppy fields in Afghanistan right now, and our streets are full of heroin right now. So all these wars and military activity overseas is very, very evil. So when you legalize cannabis, there will be a tremendous drop in chemo, radiation, pharmaceuticals. They know this. Okay, the government has patents on several strains of cannabis. They're not playing games. They know it's solid medicine. If you research from the 1800s, a lot of medicines from the 1800s did include cannabis oil, which you can look up Rick Simpson, cannabis oil. He has taught people how to heal themselves by the thousands at this point. Rick Simpson, everybody should look it up, cannabis oil. So basically, the way to do it is you have to legalize cannabis, legalize it. Okay, not just, well, for medical use and all this horseshit, because remember, after all the chemtrail spraying that's taken place, and by the way, we have a law to try to stop that, the IR-2029, if anybody would like to get behind that, there's already been a government hearing on that. But the bottom line here is, once cannabis is legalized, they're going to lose power. Masonic power in the pharmaceutical industry will be highly compromised. Masonic power in the radiation and chemo industry will be completely destroyed, because they know that. Because 60% of who goes on chemo radiation doesn't make it within 5 years, and everybody that goes on cannabis oil therapies and oxygen therapies, you know, 20 years later, they're doing handsprings, you know. So it's very easy to determine where the real benefits are. But that's what needs to be done. There has to be a full legalization of cannabis. That's going to help a lot of alcoholics get off alcohol, heroin addicts. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And with proper counseling, utilized the right way to help people wean off of these highly satanic, addictive things that they're on, which are also not only destroying their lives, but their families are being tortured. When you have someone who's a heroin addict in your home or something along that lines, or prostitution and things like that, I mean, we're talking about creating millions of jobs in beneficial and healing technologies, beneficial medicines, environmental healing sciences. These are solutions nobody's going to really be talking about, and I want people to really differentiate our organization, because this is not just a show on who's going to talk about how we're getting screwed. Okay, Andrew's a pretty smart guy. There's a reason why he's had me on twice. Because if I was just going to talk about the project and how aliens are doing this and that, I don't think he'd have me on his show. And he did mention that he wanted to hear solutions to the issues that are plaguing our world. And those are the kind of people you want to be around. Those are the kind of shows you want to support. And those are the kind of hosts you need behind you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you saying that. And you mentioned aliens. And one of the last things I want to talk about, a couple more things before we call it a day, but this whole issue of the aliens and how to get it out, like we are in Pluto and Capricorn and all, and one of the things that you're going to see that's non-standing humanity in humanity's best interest is the end of the whole UFO ET cover-up. But there's a lot of debate as to how we should do this. Now, I've heard some people like Randy Kramer, also known as Captain K, he said that there's a lot of white hats in NASA and other secret government organizations that actually do want to expose the UFO cover-up and do want to expose the fact that there's ETs out there. And some ET contactees I've had on my show do say that some of their ET friends do want to show themselves by as soon as 2017, next year, as a matter of fact. Kusalanish told me that. However, some people, including Randy Kramer, have said the problem is they don't want to release all the information out at once because they think it's going to cause society to, well, basically it's going to be a hell of a lot worse than what happened when Orson Welles did his War of the Worlds radio broadcast way back in the day. That was all hell broke loose. There was chaos in the streets and all that. And people believe that we were being invaded by aliens. And a lot of people, they assert, would not be able to handle the truth. Therefore, it is not in our best interest to release everything all at once and just do it incrementally. Now, I personally think that's kind of stupid. I think that's a stupid excuse that because humanity can't handle the truth, we should just do it little by little because people might commit suicide and chaos in the streets and all that. I really don't go along with that. But then again, I really can't help but say, well, I see what they're saying, because I remember when I first had you on my show, I did actually speak in Alex Jones's defense. And I was like, I'm not of the opinion that his scaring people and fear mongering is as detrimental to society as you seem to think it is, because I think that when he does that, he's making a man out of people. He is teaching them, all right, there are fearful things going on in this world. We have to suck it up. We have to take it. And I think listening to Alex Jones can make a man out of you. And you did say, well, you have to understand that people are going to be prone to committing suicide when they hear the stuff he says. And like I said, people are going to be prone to committing suicide, dare I say it, if people were to just expose the whole UFO ET cover-up all at once. It's kind of a controversial issue, and a lot of people will continue to debate about the best way to do this. So this whole issue of how we can get this UFO ET cover-up out there without there being chaos in the streets and society falling apart, any ideas to solutions here?
Yes, I actually live on Long Island, New York, which has many bases, alien defense bases as well. They have shot down a UFO November 22nd, 1992. It landed in South Haven Park. People could look that up as well. UFO shot down over Long Island November 24th, 1992. One of the local planetary defense systems was in charge of that. We are very familiar with alien activity, and again, Montauk had a draconian. There was reptilian out there dictating policy. They do eat us, okay? They over 3 million people disappear off the planet each year, according to CIA, NSA covert population documents. So there's a lot of satanic shit going on. But again, let's go to a combination of Project and Christianity. God made Satan. There's your positive and negative on the battery. God made Satan. Satan made the aliens. The aliens go to various planets or asteroids and terraform them, turn them into habitable planets, very similar to the Genesis Project that was introduced in one of the Star Trek episodes. I think that was the one in Search for Spock, or just before that, they actually showed you how they terraformed the whole planet. Well, guess what? That shit is real. Okay, so God made Satan. Satan made the aliens. The aliens terraform planets. They seed them with humanoids and other corporeal type beings. Could be silicon based, could be copper based, blood, we're iron based. And they harness these beings. They enslave them all like cattle. We're all like cattle. Okay, wherever we are, we're cattle here, we're cattle on Jupiter, we're cattle light years away, because it's all this satanic Luciferian consciousness, which is defined by Christianity, which is why they want to destroy Christianity. Because under Christianity, we can call upon a higher loving God power, unite, and you know what? Their technology may not work that day. There might be some extra sunspot activity which could jam their devices where shit doesn't work. That's why they want to take away our guns, because our guns are a chemical reaction. All these technological weapons, they need to be in perfect balance technologically and electronically. Guns work almost all the time. So that's another reason why they want to take away our weapons, because they don't want sheep and cattle to have weapons. So remember, God made Satan, Satan made the aliens terraformed planets, seeded these planets. We're part of this demonic creation. And that's why we need to unite and tell these entities we don't want to be cattle anymore. And that's how the problems begin to go from, that's why we begin to transcend from problem to solution.
Well said. And in the 8 minutes that we, 8 minutes and 50 seconds we have left, I guess we might as well talk about the upcoming election and what's gonna happen in regards to it. Like I said, Donald Trump, if he wins, a lot of people fear he's gonna go the way of JFK. But then again, some would hear that and say, well, that's ridiculous. If he dies and he's assassinated, it's gonna be so obvious to the general public that they can't possibly get away with it. But then again, people say, no, the general public is so apathetic and lost in a trance, they would be able to get away with it if they killed him. Now, Hillary Clinton becoming president, you would have to think that it's laughable that she could actually become president, given all the lies and the FBI. They just made a total fool of themselves by saying we're not going to press charges against her. It was so obvious that she's done so many evil deeds. And to be honest with you, I'm starting to think that the Hillary that we are seeing, and in fact, at the Mount Shasta conference I was at, some people said that this is definitely the case. The Hillary that we see out in the open that's having all these seizures and everything, that's not the original Hillary Clinton. The Hillary Clinton we're seeing is some sort of a clone. And in fact, the original Hillary Clinton, if you ever saw David Icke's documentary, Revelations of Mother Goddess, you may remember Arizona Wilder having said, I saw Hillary Clinton before I knew she was Hillary Clinton, when she was referring to political and corporate leaders shape-shifting into reptilian aliens and back to humans again during satanic rituals that she was at. So this makes you wonder, okay, maybe the real Hillary Clinton is off at some satanic ritual or something, drinking human blood. And the one that we're seeing is a clone of some sort that's having some sort of clone defects that's causing it to go haywire and all that. So you have to wonder, how in the world could people be so dumb as to want to vote for Hillary Clinton? And if they commit voter fraud, it's going to be so obvious that they committed voter fraud to make her win, that unless people are super apathetic, and many people assert that nowadays people are not super apathetic, people are waking up exponentially, that they're not going to be able to pull that off. So this idea that Hillary Clinton will win or Donald Trump will win, who's going to win the election, do you think? And if some fraud or something happens, how do you propose we deal with the issue in regards to the election, of making sure our president does the right thing and the right person gets elected?
I think Hillary is going to win. They already have chosen whether people vote or not. And if you go back to the years ago with the Bush-Gore thing in Florida, where first, you know, Gore won, and then, let's manipulate some things. Oh, no, it was Bush that won, because they needed Bush to do 9/11. Because Gore wouldn't have gone along with that 9/11 scenario and fiasco. So they needed Bush, so they manipulated the election in Florida, which was a deciding situation. So all elections are lies. Whoever they're telling you, whoever your options are for voting is a lie. That's number one. They're Masons. Donald Trump, we have a report, I can't confirm this, but his friend is Jeffrey Epps, who's a pedophile, a billionaire pedophile. He had an island in the Bahamas, and Jeffrey and Trump used to go there and, hang out and be sexual with, minors and things like that. And the butler who lived there and maintained the property, he was assassinated. So Jeffrey asked Donald Trump, look that up. He's also made incestuous comments pertaining to his daughter. Look that up, you know, on a TV show called The View. These people are all pedophiles. You have to understand, you cannot vote for people that are like this. They want you to think that the Christians are pedophiles. No, no, no. If I was a pedophile, three of my guys would put a bullet in my head tomorrow, okay? That's number one. Number two, anybody who runs government, high-level military, they are all part of the Luciferian satanic network. Their religion is the molestation, psychological trauma, and torture of children. So what's going to happen? Hillary's going to win. The Trump supporters fed by CIA are going to create a riot. There's already a plan to throw us in the FEMA camps, you know, National Guard, National War, but who knows? You know, if enough of us have our balls cut off, then they might just let it go. Hillary's going to win, and we're going to be expecting Hillary to save the planet, but it's going to be the same crap over and over again, and that's why I'm saying plan ahead. Know that Hillary might win. It doesn't matter who wins, because whoever wins, it's already a lie, okay, because Robert Kennedy is not one of the options. If you see, Google the YouTube search Robert Kennedy speaking in front of the Capitol building, talking about mercury and autism. Okay, Robert F. Kennedy. Okay, and listen to the way he speaks. He's bringing up real solutions and things that are hurting your children, ladies and gentlemen. All these diseases, they're immunorelated. They're from vaccinations. This generation is the most vaccinated and diseased society ever. So who's ever running, they're not on our side. That's my opinion. But Hillary will win. There'll be a riot from the Trump supporters. We'll see what happens then.
Okay, we got 3 minutes and 50 seconds left on the live feed. We can't go a little past 7. It's just if anybody wants to listen to us, they'll have to call in. So we may need a little more time just to talk about this final issue. I do want to bring this up, the whole issue of the global currency reset, because it's been said that there are plans. I've been to some conferences like Ted Marr's conference in Washington State. One of the speakers said a lot of white hats in government and all, they have actually, like also the White Dragon Societies in China and all that, and also ET groups like Sheldon Neidl. I mentioned him on last time I had you on the show. Sheldon Neidl in his weekly updates talks about how his ET contacts are saying, yes, there is a plan to release some sort of a gold or silver-backed currency on a global level. It's not like going to be the global digital currency that the Illuminati wants. No, it's not like that at all. It's just going to be a stepping stone for everybody to use so that maybe in about a decade or so we can get out of money entirely. Like, you know, Alex Collier, he's always said we're the only planet in the Milky Way that he knows of that actually uses money. Now, we can't just get rid of money entirely. It would be a shock to our system. We need to do it over time. And based on what I'm hearing, there is a plan for like gold and silver currency. We're going to try to get it out after the election sometime. And and it's going to be digital because, you know, like there's very little money out there that's paper money and coin money, like 99%, well over 99% is digital, just numbers on a screen. Even the paper and coin money is numbers on a screen. It's just on a computer screen. It's either paper or a metal screen, and it's not backed by anything. But this money's different. It's supposed to eventually over maybe 10 to 12 years or something like that, get us to no money at all. So this, and also all people that are in debt, all their debts have to be wiped off. So that's one of the good things that'll come out of this. The problem though, is that when the dollar crashes, as the story goes, it's going to be still be a big shock. So America being the country with the almighty dollar is going to have to face the brunt of this. Maybe not as bad as Venezuela or what Zimbabwe is going through, but it's still going to be kind of bad. But it won't last too long, and people like me who have like $2,000 worth of storable food stored away should be very well prepared for something like this. So currency reset, seeing that as a solution that may last 10 years or so before we get out of money, what do you see about this? Just, you know, a minute, 30 seconds left.
It's all, yes, our money used to say gold or silver certificate right on the money itself. It was backed, and that's one of the reasons why they got rid of Kennedy. Kennedy did not want the Federal Reserve, which was going to take the gold and silver standard and throw it in the toilet in favor of the paper worthless standard, fiat currency, which is what we have now. So we need to heal our society to a point where really money doesn't matter. See, when money becomes your god and everything's money, 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 and people care more about the price of a gallon of gas than 100,000 sacrificed missing children in the world, that's not a country that I want to live in. Okay, and I want your listeners to pay real close attention to that. I don't want to live in a country that has tax confiscation laws where you can own a house free and clear, and if I owe taxes on it, they're going to take my family home or my family farm or something like that. There are places you can buy real estate where there are no tax confiscation laws. These tax confiscation laws need to be repealed because it's a way to destroy people's income and steal their homes, and that's what masonry's been doing and causing a forced migration upon us. So we need to not worry so much about what type of economic system we're going to have, but what kind of government we're going to have that's going to give us amnesty on our bills, amnesty on taking our homes for at least 2 years while the real financial economists get us on a track to heal our nation.
Yeah, and I just want to quickly point out before we call it a show, Dave Champion's book, Dave Champion, prominent patriot community guru, he has a book, Income Tax, Shattering the Myths. It was he had it on sale. It's normally $100. He had it on sale for $50. As soon as I saw that, I bought the book, and I'm going to be reading it, and maybe I'll be able to share some of it on some shows in the future and all that. Definitely, I think, worth buying as long as it's on sale and spreading the word about it. It shows how the whole income tax is a fraud and simply enlightening people to how it's a fraud, even if they're too chicken to not pay taxes because they fear the consequences. Simply waking people up to the fact that it's a fraud is a good stepping stone to finding solutions. So I just thought I'd point that out. That's a great solution. Dave Champion's book, Income Tax, Shattering the Myths, in regards to the whole tax scheme. So that's going to be the end of this show, John. I guess if you do want to do another show, let's give it a little bit of time. It's been like, I don't know what time and what exact day in 2014 we did our last show, but maybe like a year and a half, 2 years would be another good time to do an update show or something like that. If you want to do it sooner, I guess we could, but just give it a little time because we've got to see how things play out, how the timeline plays out. But like I said, any guests that come on my show is welcome to call in to come on to another show, even though I personally won't be contacting them again because I'm on a mission to get a different guest on every single week for the sake of keeping my show as impartial and informative as possible. But John, this was a very well-informed show. We did talk about a lot of things that we didn't talk about in the last show. You're a very fascinating guy. And I did have some criticism here in the chat room from one of my listeners, not going to mention any names here, about how you seem to be glorifying all Christians, including the ones that are pedophiles and Satanists in the church. But I made it clear to them in the chat room, John knows what's going on in the Vatican. He knows which Christians are Satanists masquerading as Christians. He knows how it's what the deal is. So just thought I'd point that out. You know what you're talking about. And I love your attitude, John. You're a great guy.
Thank you. And I really appreciate that. And please have people and remind them, go to our website. In the mission statement is the mathematical basic formula how to fix the planet. You have to neutralize those that are destroying it. And this is why I want to go back to regarding your show. You have this thing in your head where you, and please forgive me for saying this, and this is a confidential statement, obviously, between you and I, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. My people have had conversations under demonic possessions with Luciferian demonic entities, okay? They really don't give a fuck who you put on your show, okay? They really don't give a fuck because they're all going to be hand jobs. They're going to jerk everybody off. They're going to talk about some this or some bullshit or some fucking satanic matrix. And we're the only ones that go, listen, motherfucker, you go to our site and you read that mission statement because we work with CIA and we work with fucking intelligence people. We risk our lives. Our people end up getting killed. Okay, because we know what the fuck we're talking about. And thank you for standing up for me with that person because, like I said, I don't give a fuck what religion you are. You got a better plan than what's on that CCRG mission statement that everybody in the world can go to that website and read that. You got a better plan to get this country back on track again? Because if you don't, go fuck yourself. And that's kind of like my attitude, where we have limited time, more chemtrails, more biologicals, more cancer, more kids getting killed. And you see, we'll have you on a year from now. Well, that's up to you. But if you give a fuck, you'd have me on as soon as possible and as often as possible because I'm the only one bringing any kind of fucking solution that none of these motherfuckers that are criticizing have or the balls to unite people and go to Washington and throw these motherfuckers out. That's what it's going to take, brother. It's going to take people with the – and only Christians are going to do that. That's why nobody else is talking. David Icke ain't talking about that. Alex Jones and none of these motherfuckers. They don't have the ball. You know who's got the balls? The Christians got the balls. The Muslims are getting brainwashed to go after us. You understand? That's why a lot of Muslims now are converting to Christianity, which is good. And Satan knows that, and he's having more prompts, and now he's got to take the atheists and turn them against us. And that's why you had someone on the show just in a little seed, which is a microcosm of what's happening in the Luciferian consciousness, to turn people against Christianity. And again, bring a better solution to the table for 7 billion people, plants, animals, oceans. I will kiss your fucking ass tomorrow. But they can't, because they're channeling for the Luciferian consciousness, Andrew. And you can talk to all 10 of my directors, actually 9, I'm number 10, and they'll tell you the same shit who've been around me. Adam Bohr, who's been around me for 16 years. They don't give a fuck about these assholes. They're just going to fuck us. They're going to vote for, let's vote for Hillary, dildo 1, dildo 2. It's still a dildo. They're not voting for solution. You can't vote for solution because you don't know solution because you're so demonically fuck-possessed and you hate Christians who are the only motherfuckers that know the truth. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And just for the record, Carrie Wilson, that lady you talked about, she got back to me. She does want to be a guest on my show. She wants to talk about a few things. So I'm very glad you recommended her. I'll have her on. And also, I do hope that our talk here does encourage other people to have you as a guest on my show. Please understand, I can't have you on every single week because there's so many fascinating individuals out there. But yes, contact
not really.
Me.
Not really, Andrew. They're really not. They're really not that bad. When you talk to Carrie Wilson, I'm Greek, okay? We invented partying. We invented democracy. Carrie Wilson lived with me for a year. She introduced me to all the rich Hamptonites. She had me in Star Foundation with Christy Brinkley and Scott Cullen from the King Cullen supermarket chain. So believe me, I know how to party. I'm a pilot, sailor, scuba diver. Nobody's going to bring a partying, better party. And ask Carrie Wilson. Like I said, she taped me when I played guitar with my band at Earth Day 2000. She was the videographer for that. So believe me, when you talk to Carrie Wilson, Carrie Wilson is trained by me, but she has the New Age program, so people are going to really like her. But just so you know, Carrie Wilson lived with me for a year.
Thank you very much. All right. Take care, John. I guess we'll have to call this a show now.
Okay, brother. God bless you, man. Thanks for everything, and have a blessed evening.
All right. Take care now. Yeah, that caller that was in the queue, I'm sorry I couldn't take you on. We did have to end this show now, and I wasn't going to be taking any calls after 7 o'clock. The caller there, 631 in the queue. So I'm sorry, nobody taking, no calls being taken. So that is the end of this show for now. And I'm supposed to have Tim Smith, who I saw at the Free Your Mind Conference, on the show. He didn't want to come on tomorrow. He says Wednesdays aren't very good for him, so I had to reschedule. I'm going to try to get back to him and try to get him on either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday before I have whoever the guest is scheduled for next Wednesday. I'm not exactly sure who that is. But Tim Smith, try to get him on, one of the Free Your Mind people, very active in Philly. I actually saw him at the Whole Foods store I was shopping at. He must not live too far from there. I didn't see him speak to him. I just saw him across the aisle. So, well, anyway, that's the end of this show. Namaste, everybody. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your trek throughout infinite consciousness.